Sometimes people make claims, they make statements, and you just don't know if you should believe them or not. You ever find yourself in a place like that, you know? So for example, I could use sporting illustrations. I'll start with golf, okay? So who here likes to golf? Anybody? Big golfer, Jeff, okay. If Jeff said to me, I can drive a ball 250 yards, would I believe him? Would I believe him? I would say, well, I mean, I don't know. I would say, Jeff, show me. I mean, I would just say, show me. Who here likes playing football? Some of you young guys like playing football? Anybody get a football player in the back? Okay, we have a lady. If Emily in the back said, I could throw a football, I could throw a spiral 50 yards, would I believe her? And I would say, I don't know. I mean, between you and me, I'd have my doubts, but I would say, show me, right? Who here likes to run? Oh, Dennis is standing in the back. Okay, Dennis, we could deal with this retrospectively. If Dennis said back in the day, I could run a 5-minute mile, I would say, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know I never could. I couldn't hit a golf ball anywhere near that far. I couldn't, run that fast. I couldn't throw a football that far, but maybe Dennis could. Dennis, I would say, show me, right? If we're not confident someone can do something, we would just say, well, I'm watching. I don't want to doubt you. Just show me. Well, many of you know that the gospel according to John is the gospel of the seven what? The gospel of the seven signs. Okay, I knew Pastor Ward knows this really well. And the signs are Jesus showing us that, you know what, I really am the person I claim to be. And the greatest of the seven signs is sign number seven. And that, of course, would be right at the middle of the book. That would be the raising of Lazarus. Let's open up to John chapter 11. This is Easter week. Looking forward to a wonderful time of bringing special attention to the resurrection of Jesus this coming Sunday. And just a friendly reminder, if a couple of extra people are able to park on the grass, and if you're able to move up just maybe a couple rows more than normal, we typically would have visitors who come and worship with us on Resurrection/Easter Sunday that normally wouldn't come, and we want them to feel welcome. And for all of you who just reach out and greet them, thank them for coming, and we certainly want to encourage them. And of course, the message will relate to the resurrection because that's just a definite on what we would call Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Okay, we're in John chapter 11. We're going to pretty much read a lot today, but I hope it'll be encouraging for us, okay? So as we read through, let me just go through the slides a little bit. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And Paul, at least from here, the slide does look brighter back here. And so at least from my, thank you for putting a new bulb in there. I appreciate that. Okay. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. I'm going to start reading. And first of all, we're going to read number one about the death of Lazarus in the first 16 verses. And first of all, we'll just see the event, Lazarus' death. I'll read verses 1 through 10. A certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sister sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, the sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. So we're getting to the event of Lazarus' death. Lazarus has passed away. And then I'll keep reading from verse 11 to 16. You say, what's the purpose? Like, what is God doing through this? And of course, it's going to be about belief in Jesus. I'll start reading at verse 11. This he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of his sleep. The disciples then said to him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of literal sleep. So Jesus then said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. And therefore Thomas, who was called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, so that we may die with him. So no doubt a well-meaning, perhaps misguided comment there by Thomas. But here we have the death of Lazarus, and I didn't want to just refer to it without reading about it. I want to pay some attention now, beginning in verse 17, to our second point tonight, which is the faith of Martha. Notice what's happening here in the text, verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he'd already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. I want to slow down here. What is it that Martha believed? Well, based on verse 21, she says very plainly, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. I just summarized it this way. Jesus is able to heal, right? Lazarus is sick. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. I'm assuming that's what she meant. You could have healed him. That's her faith. Let's now look at verse 22. Martha continues, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. I summarize that this way. Martha believed that Jesus' prayers are heard. I mean, she says, Jesus, if you ask God, he'll give it to you. And then verse 23 and 4 together, Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. I'm going to put those together as a third point. Martha clearly believed that there would be a resurrection. I'm going to pause on these three a little bit. Martha believed that Jesus is able to heal, his prayers are heard, and there will be a resurrection. Do you think Martha's a believer? Do you think Martha's a believer? You know, I'm not sure I have an answer to that. I want you to know, I'll speak for myself, I'll speak for my sweet wife. Nancy and I believed Jesus was able to heal. Nancy and I believed his prayers were heard. Nancy and I believed there was a resurrection. Every Roman Catholic I know believes all these things. I was not a follower of Jesus Christ. I was not regenerate by the Holy Spirit. I was not a saved person. I believed all of that. No doubt. Now again, I'm not saying she's not a believer. I'm just saying these are good things to believe. I'm just making the point, I believed all of these things. I was taught them at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Nancy was taught them at St. Mary Magdalene. There are people in many diverse churches today who believe these things that would not truly be regenerate individuals, okay? So I'm saying I don't know, but something to think about. That we see here with the faith of Martha. But notice what it's followed by. Number three, and I use the word proclamation, even though that's not the word here. It's the word said. Jesus said, but I put the proclamation of Jesus. Jesus said to her, and here's our key tonight, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? Verse 27, she said to him, yes. She said, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. You say, okay, so what is Jesus making clear? First of all, that he is the resurrection and the life. You know, it's not just that this is something that Jesus does, raises people and gives them life, even though that's true. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So it's more than just believing in general that there is a resurrection and there is eternal life. It's believing that Jesus actually is the resurrection and the life through a personal relationship with him. Secondly, Jesus says that believers in him will live even if they die. Do you see that there, right at the end of verse 25? He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Of course, Lazarus was dead. And then verse 26, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. A third thing, that believers in Jesus will never eternally die. And then Jesus ends at verse 26 with this question. Do you believe this? And you know, it's an interesting question that he's asking Martha. Do you believe this? You know, if you tell me you could hit a golf ball 250 yards, I'm kind of thinking, well, I don't know. Show me. If you can throw a spiral football 50 yards, I'm thinking, I don't know. You think you could do that? Show me. And if you were to say, Greg, I can run a 5-minute mile, I would say, well, I mean, show me. And we're in the book of signs. If Jesus says he's the resurrection and the life, I mean, I'm kind of thinking, well, I'm open to that, Jesus. Show me. So Jesus asks Martha a question. Do you believe? Okay. So what do we have next? We have the testimony of Martha. And here's verse 27. She said to him, yes, Lord. So she's answering yes to what he asked. Do you believe I'm the resurrection and the life? And Martha says, yes, I do believe that. Secondly, she goes on to say, I have believed that you are the Christ. And as you know, Christ would be the same word as Messiah, right? A Greek, Hebrew type of thing. The one prophesied in the Old Testament, and you might want to look up later, John 1:41 relates to that. But she goes even beyond that. She testifies that she believes that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which is to make him equal with God in Jewish thought. And then at the very end, maybe one we're not quite as familiar with, even he who comes into the world, and the coming one was a messianic title, and you could see that verified there in John chapter 6 and verse 14. This is the testimony of Martha. And she's going beyond what I read in those earlier verses. I'm not saying she wasn't a believer back then. But here she's making it even more clear that, yes, this is what I believe. And so you say, what happens next? Well, for time's sake, we'll just go down to verse 38. And Jesus shows us, right? If somebody makes a claim, we sometimes say, show me. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life, and now he's going to show me, okay? So we have number 5, what is the great sign, the 7th sign in John's gospel? Jesus raises Lazarus. I start reading here at verse 38. So Jesus, again, being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, remove the stone. Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be a stench. She's been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Why does Jesus raise Lazarus? to display God's glory. You know, it's not really about Lazarus, even though the sisters were so glad that he came back. You say, is Lazarus glad to come back? Ask Pastor Ward that one. Between you and me, I don't know if I would have wanted to come back, but there's something bigger going on. Jesus is showing us, he's glorifying God by saying, yes, I am who I claim to be. But we're going to see something else next. I'll just show the point. Jesus raised Lazarus to display God's glory. Jesus raised Lazarus so people would believe in him. I'll start reading at verse 41. They removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the people standing around, I said it, so that they may believe that you sent me. See, this is a sign. And Jesus wants people to believe that, yes, he is the Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ. And when he said these things, verse 43, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot, with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with the cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. And I can remember our former pastor, Dr. Custer, bringing this up a number of times when he'd covered this verse. Don't think Lazarus walked out, because it said he was bound head and foot. If your feet are bound and your hands are bound, you can't walk. You say, so what's it like? You know, boop, 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 like a pogo stick, I guess. I don't know. And da-da, and there's Lazarus. I mean, it's so incredible. Unbind him and let him go. You say, what is it? It's a sign. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And if you believe in me, you'll never die. That's what Jesus is saying. And there's part of you, or part of us, or part of people that may say, okay, I mean, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but show me. I mean, if you can really hit a golf ball that far, show me. If you could throw a football that far, show me. If you could run a mile that fast, show me. And if you can raise the dead, show me. And he does. And you say, how did the people respond? Well, this will be the end that we cover tonight. The response, just two more verses, verse 45 and verse 46. Therefore, many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what he had done believed in him. And many people believed in Jesus and said, I do believe that he's the Messiah, the Son of God, the coming one. I mean, how else can you explain somebody raising someone from the dead? But verse 46, some of them went to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. You say, what does that mean? It means they didn't believe. So here are people who saw the sign. Many believed, some did not believe. What did Jesus do this day with Lazarus? He didn't just say, I'm the resurrection and the life. He showed them. Should I believe in Jesus? Should I believe that he is the Son of God, the promised Messiah? Should I believe that one day, even though I die, I will live forever eternally because there will be a physical resurrection? Do I believe those things? Yes. And you say, why would I believe the words of Jesus? Because he showed us. That's what this account is all about. That encourages me as I think about this Sunday. We call it Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday is a Resurrection Sunday. But in a special way, we draw attention to the resurrection of Jesus Christ this Sunday. Jesus is not a guy who walks around and says, I could hit a golf ball 300 yards if I wanted to. I just don't want to, okay? And we don't be thinking, yeah, right. Jesus is the person who says, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will never die. And for all of us who would say, show me, he says, there you go. And he did. And he gives us this great seventh sign in the gospel according to John. He raises Lazarus from the dead. Why? So that God would be glorified and so that you would believe and have eternal life. I hope you do believe, because if you do, then you have eternal life. Let's pray.